Interaction.
Interaction and also the discussions. So actually last 30 minutes we have enjoyed the beautiful scenery of Devarayan Durga. Earlier we have visited, so just we went to temple and other places, we have pushed off. So this is a very beautiful this thing. And actually he was talking about Wi-Fi mesh and also communications. Actually since 1985, so we have done lot of communication things for the villagers, students and teachers. So our council is one of the first state council in the country. So in the 1975, the Professor Satish Dhawan and Professor A.K.N. Reddy, the Satish Dhawan, then the Director of Indian Institute of Science, and also Professor A.K.N. Reddy is one of the professor in the chemistry department. They thought, lot of research is taking place in the Indian Institute of Science. It has to go to the field. So in that concept, so they have established this Karnataka State Council for Science and Technology, as well as ASTRA, now CST. So a lot of things, we have done for the community purpose. Actually, there was one organization, Karnataka Rajya Vignana Parishad. That is also a small project in the Karnataka State Council for Science and Technology. So at that time, when Professor M.A. Seturao, he was the Joint Secretary of the Karnataka State Council. And they thought, in the our neighboring state, Kerala, so they are doing wonderful experiments in the communications. And through drama, songs, and other flow cards, taking science to the community. So here, the few lecturers in the university and Professor Reddy, so they thought, so why don't we can establish that type of one forum in Karnataka. So first, they have started one small, magazine to take science to the teachers and also students. So that is a Bala Vignana. So actually, in 1977, till today, it is publishing every month. So no, actually universities also, they have started the magazines, but those magazines, not sustained. This is a very sustained one, and taking lot of communication things to the students of the rural area in the regional language. That is one the great thing. In the 1985, actually, in all over the India, so they have started how to take this science to the, definitely to the rural folk and also community. So in the different corners, they have started Bharat Gnana Vignana Samiti. So through, groups, they have taken science to the mass, actually. So they have started one group in South, Kerala, and one group they have started in Jaipur, and another group they have started in the Northeastern, and one group from Jammu Kashmir. So they have started, they have traveled various districts. And actually mainly the communications, how to reach through regional language to science, the technology, through dramas, songs, and also lectures, discussions, articles, and interactions, posters, they have developed, kits developed, booklets, brochures. So they have developed for this purpose only. Lot of the kits they have developed. And also they have taken mainly the education and health and hygiene and food and shelter. So these things, they have concentrated in 1985. And for that, the National Council for Science and Technology Communication, there is a popularization of science wing in the Department of Science and Technology, Government of India. They have supported so all these programs in whole country. And 87 also, the same concept they have done, but somehow it has not successful. That is one thing. And also, so in Karnataka also, lot of organizations, they have conducted environmental camps in Devarayan Durga, in the northern part of Karnataka, in Belgaum, near Belgaum and Dharwad, and so many places. So they have done environmental experiments for the children and students they have done. And also, so recently the community radius also they have established is some of the colleges, for example, BVB Engineering College in Hubli and Jain University in Bangalore, and also Swami Vivekananda Youth Movement Foundation in Mysore district. Actually, Swami Vivekananda Youth Movement, they have started community radio. So they are teaching mathematics to the students of the middle school and high school. Every week, they are communicating their chapters to various students, and also they will take this mathematics through drama, through songs, and also discussions they are taking. Actually, this Jain University, so they are concentrating the health and hygienic issues with the housewives, and also those who are coming to the houses for the working ladies, so health and hygiene. Very successfully they are running these two community radios. So that is one thing. And also earlier our council, we have done with the Center for Environmental Sciences to register biodiversity registers of various villages. Especially we have done lot of work in the northern Karnataka, Uttar Kannada district, in Karnataka, Mala village and other villages. Actually, they have done the biodiversity registers with the help of Professor Madhav Gadgil and also the team, and also we have published the booklets in the regional language. So now, recently in council we have taken, because Government of India, after Narendra Modi that took over the prime ministership, he was mentioning the smart cities and other things, and also once they have published, Tumkur also will be becoming the smart city in the Karnataka. So we thought, some of the good issues will be there in Tumkur. Most probably after establishing the smart city, these things should not spoil. So we have identified six talukas in Tumkur district, and now we are collecting lot of earlier literature, songs, and songs, drama, food, culture, and also seeds, and also types of agriculture, how they are doing, all those things we are documenting. And two meetings we have done with the villagers, and also we are documenting that, shortly it may come out. So this is the one thing. And also, actually, just we are in the Devrayan Durga Hill. So like Modigiri, just one taluk. So it's a very Modigiri Betta in Kannada, in regional language. That is a very monolithic hill. So that is in Indian as well as in the Southeast, South Asia. This is a very beautiful monolithic rock type. And also now government has taken some initiative to dot lot of things. And also we have one program, sir, student project program. So we are helping lot of engineering students at the end of the 8th semester. So lot of students, they have done the communication oriented projects for the society and also community they have done, and also some of the projects they have implemented in the field also. That is one thing. And recently we have taken virtual labs in the remote places of our Karnataka in the northern part. So we have established one studio in Karnataka State Council for Science and Technology. We have provided the local server, laptops, and also monitor, and also digital content and virtual experiments, and also communication language English package to these high schools as a pilot study. And they are doing wonderfully. Actually, we are sitting in Bangalore. We can observe in the virtual classroom what they are doing, what subject they are teaching, and what is the response. All those things, we can record in Bangalore itself, and also they are interacting with us. That's a great thing, we have done in our council. And also using that studio, every week we are communicating about 30 to 45 minutes, one issue, some expert will deliver some lecture using our studio. Because last week, so Mr. Harish Bhatt from CES, he has given a lecture on plants and other things, and a lot of queries we have received from the high schools. So tomorrow, so one of the expert from CES only, he is giving a lecture on butterflies in Karnataka, like that. So we are doing the things. And we have natural resource data management centers in each district. We have 30 centers in Karnataka. So these centers, they are collecting secondary data of each district, whether in a spatial, non-spatial, and also environment related data they are collecting. They are using GPS, GIS, DSS system, and all, you know, GIS technologies they are using. They are collecting details and they are producing maps for the district administrators to take immediate decisions to implement the project. So that is also one thing we are doing, sir. And also now, recently, the Grama Panchayat, each Grama Panchayat, you know, is a very good, very entity, and they are doing lot of digital-oriented programs they are conducting in these Grama Panchayats. And also government also requesting, so how to use this GPS to do the assessment of the each building or land. So for that, you know, we are providing lot of training to the PDOs of the Gram Panchayat of Karnataka district, sir. That is one thing. So, and also, so actually in Tumkur district, so this is a different kind of history. Actually, there is a one Devarayan Durga, and near Channarayan Durga is there, near Koratagere. And actually here, just now Dinesh was mentioning, two rivers are originating here. One is Jayamangali River, one is Suvarnamukhi River. So this is the Krishna Basin. This is the Krishna Basin where we are landing here. You know, this is Krishna Basin. If you go towards north of Tumkur district, Tiptur and Turuvekere, that is comes under the Kaveri Basin. Actually, there is a Shimsha River, is the major river of Tumkur district, that is comes under Kaveri Basin. After that, you know, after Markonelli Dam is there, only one dam, it's a very small dam. After the Markonelli Dam, this Shimsha River, water goes to the Kaveri Basin. So that is the one thing. And
you were just sharing about land record, land printing, surveying of land printing.
Yeah.
Survey of India topographies. Survey Settlement and Land Records of Government of Karnataka. Comes under our revenue department. Actually, whatever map you are seeing here, no, they are all digitally available in our website.
This is called
Karnataka State Spatial Data Infrastructure, KSSDI. Geo portal we have developed under this NRDMS program, what our executive was mentioning, no? Under NRDMS program only we have developed this.
Karnataka State Spatial
Development. So you can access and you can download the digital map of all these villages.
And also now recently the state government also they have establishing Karnataka GIS Council. So KGS. Our council is also part of that organization. One is Karnataka State Remote Drought Monitoring Cell and also Karnataka State Remote Sensing. So these three organizations we are developing, Karnataka GIS in Karnataka. So that is one thing, sir. So that is the thing. And here if you take agricultural pattern, so it will vary, sir. Because, you know, we have 10 talukas in Tumkur district. So if you take 5 talukas, that's in the northern part, and 5 talukas in the southern part. Actually, in the southern part, actually, the talukas are very good, actually very fertile. For example, if you take Tiptur, Turuvekere, Tumkur, Gubbi, and other talukas are very fertile because, you know, last 20 years, you know, we are getting Hemavati water from the Hasan district, and also for the Hemavati water for the agriculture as well as the drinking purpose also they are providing. If you go to the northern part of Tumkur district, there is a very drought talukas. For example, Koratagere, Mudugiri, Pavagada and Shira. So all these, you know, drought prone areas and very scanty rainfall. And also there, you know, they are growing only groundnuts and also sometimes earlier. So now, you know, they are not growing anything. So very barren land. And this is the problem. And earlier, you know, there's a ragi was the major crop, and also sugar cane, and also groundnuts and chilies are the major this thing. And if you come to the southern part, actually the coconut and araka, the Tiptur is the very famous for the araka, the coconut and araka. So rainfall around 600 and 700 this thing, and this is the thing. And actually here, you know, there is a Titha Dam is there, recently constructed. After constructing the Titha Dam, actually the Jayamangali was the very, you know, perennial river, actually for the in Koratagere Taluk. So actually next to, you know, next to the banks of Jaimangali River, very beautiful areca nuts fields, and also they were growing very good paddy fields. After construction of this Theta Dam, all the areca nut gardens, they have gone, and now they are not growing any paddy, and now lands are barren lands. So after this Theta Dam, so that is one thing. And you know, so different agroclimatic season, and also the people are also different. Suppose I told you, you know, Madakshira, so they are all, you know, influence of Andhra, and also language is also Telugu, though we are in Tumkur. And also suppose if you want to go to Pavagada, so you have to cross Andhra, Madakshira, you have to cross Andhra, then you have to reach Pavagada. That is the thing. And if you come to Madhugiri, so that also it is very, you know, in the nearer to the Andhra, they are also speaking most of the Telugu language. These are all the things. Actually, you know, lot of communication skills we are doing in Karnataka, different organizations. And Dr. Chanakya also in the beginning, he has given lot of, you know, technical support for the communication things. So now also we are traveling lot of engineering colleges and other places to provide lot of S&T inputs to the students and faculty members. So these are the things we are doing. And recently we have taken up two major programs, sir. One is, you know, Government of India, so Indian Digital Heritage Program. Actually, they have identified, you know, Hampi is one of the, you know, very good, you know, site is identified, you know, site from the UNESCO. More than 27 groups, they are working on the Hampi, sir. For example, I think Dr. Vijay Chandra, I visited, I don't know. Actually, he is working in a different this scene. And actually, IIT Delhi Professor Shantanu, he is working in a different field. Actually, our Vijay, our senior scientist, he is working on the monuments. Actually, they have identified about 56 monuments in the Hampi, and we are using a different kind of laser, you know, camera, laser scanning camera, and we are taking a point data of the each monument. So already he has completed about more than 26 monuments he has scanned, and also as using point data. And it is, you know, ready with us. And remaining monuments he has to digitize. And, you know, so more than all the groups, you know, they are doing wonderful work on the heritage of digital heritage of, you know, this India. So that is one thing. And also the assessment of the Kalyanis in Karnataka. Actually, in the first phase, you know, Vijay and myself, we taken three districts. You know, in Karnataka, we have 10 agroclimatic zones. So we have taken different agroclimatic zones, districts. So we thought, you know, we can identify the Kalyanis in each district. For example, Hasan we have taken, Tumkur is one district, and also Bagalkot is one district. Because three districts, you know, different agroclimatic zones. Actually, compared to the Hasan and Bagalkot, so Tumkur is having a very beautiful and, you know, very good architectural, and also more number of, you know, Kalyanis we can see in the Tumkur district, sir. And actually, we have visited each Kalyani, and we have taken photograph, and the, you know, structures of the Kalyanis, and also the, we have tested the water content, and we have taken GIS and GPS, and we have mapped on the Google map also. So actually more than 250 Kalyanis we have identified in Tumkur district. Actually Modigiri, Chikkanaikanalli and Turveka is the more Kalyanis. Especially if in the Modigiri taluk, more Kalyanis. Actually Akka Tangi Kalyanis, it's a first one in Akka Kalyani, it's a big Kalyani, and second one is a Tangi Kalyani, it is a, you know, smaller Kalyani. Once if it is Akka Kalyani fills, actually the water in it will goes to the Tangi Kalyani. Later they will use it for the agricultural purpose. So like that, you know, in the town itself, lot of Kalyanis are there. So nobody has, you know, protecting. Actually, we requested the Jilla Panchayat last 15 days. So one CEO was there, Mr. Govind Raju. Actually, he has given some order to, you know, to rejuvenate these Kalyanis through MNREG program.
So like that, you know, in the Hasan and Bagalkot, more than 650 Kalyanis we have identified in three districts. So we are planning to go to other places. We want to identify and we want to protect these things. And you know that BJP's Yuva Morcha. So after hearing our lectures and also our slides, what we have done, we have screened in one in Mysore. Actually now, you know, they have taken up a rejuvenation of the Kalyanis. Actually in so many places, the youngsters, they have taken as a youth movement to cleaning up the Kalyanis. So this is the thing we are doing, and a lot of activities we are doing, and we have RWH, rainwater harvesting cell we have. So a lot of activities we are doing, biofuel cell is there. We are providing a lot of biofuel activity thrust. You know, Professor Suresh is also one of our experts. So he is, lot of, various times he has visited. So like that, a lot of activities are there. Kindly, I will request, whenever you are free, please visit our website. So it's a very dynamic website, and you can suggest the things, to what upgrade the things.
What are the modes of engagement? Suppose we want to participate in something, or we want some of the data, or,
As this spatial and non-spatial data which is being generated in NRDMA centers, you can definitely approach our centers.
Yeah.
They can give you also. And also, we have created what I was telling now. We have created developed a geo portal, KSSJ geo portal. You can access that geo portal and you can download this data.
You can access
that.
You can download
geoportal.in.
You can download the. Export any information?
But only thing is,
take permission.
JPEG files you can download. If you want to, dynamic data, you have to collect it from respective district and admin centers.
But it's available.
Both spatial and non-spatial data is available digitally. On six major sectors, we have created data. Village-based data we have created. One is on natural resources, socio-economy, demography, then
road
then,
network,
demography,
health.
Socio-economy, and infrastructures, and agriculture data. Then miscellaneous data containing about election information, then tourism information, infrastructure data we have on both education facilities,
road network, health facilities.
Like that.
And the stories, the book per tabla. So that's also available as digital objects.
No.
The books, we actually.
That is different.
The Balavik,
The
published name must be.
Actually, respect to the projects, we'll publish our reports. So recently we have published one book. One professor, Nicholas Otroski, is a physics professor in the France University. So the apprentice scientist. So we have translated into Kannada. So about, 365 experiments are there, observations. So from January 1st to December 31st, the science teachers are the students of high school or PU. So each day, he can observe and he can record the things in the booklet. So that one we have published. And also we have rainwater harvesting, booklet. So that is as a guide how to do rainwater harvesting and other things. So that it is available at free of cost. So we are not selling any books at the price. So I sincerely thank all the participants and also Dr. Chanakya and Dinesh for giving us the opportunity to speak to you.
It's really amazing work that we, some reason we don't know so much, why. So I think one way is once we are able to export and integrate, and it becomes, once it's known that the organization is open, I think, personally I feel that is where the
KCS is the first thing. In 80s, on a ZDB processor, we put in landing house. So, what you are looking at in your system has already been, to some extent, the hard data has already been put in. So you need to plug in really local content that you are looking for. And so on this platform, which you can pick up from or link to, their websites.
So the first time in 1985, what Dr. Chanakya is mentioning, actually we have selected Gulbarga district, so we have made all RTCs into computerization. So the first district in the India,
they have taken for the computerization. So later, so it has, you know, now, you know, the very good software developed by the Karnataka government, they have got the international and national award, Bhumi project. So got award. The first work we have started from the council. Yeah.
85, yeah. Z80 processors. Yeah. It was a table.
Table. And, yeah.
Okay. I think.
Thank you very much.
I can switch to energy.
Sir, you go to Kalyani, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, thank you, sir.